Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll take a spin around the National Football League with our pal Dalton Wasserman, a Pro Football Focus. We'll ask him about the NFL trade deadline. And then who are the contenders and the pretenders in the National Football League as we have officially hit the midway point? Right now, though, I want to go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show is where we find our pal Ryan Fowler, NFL and college football analyst, one of the best in the biz, talking ball. Ryan, what's going on? Good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well, Linnell. I always appreciate you having me on, man.
Yes, indeed. You all can give Ryan a follow. I almost called you Ryan Follower, but you're not a follower. You're Ryan Fowler on the X app, but underscore Ryan Fowler underscore. We've talked about a lot, Ryan, here in the first hour and change of the program. What I want to ask you is this, because I trust your evaluation of talent. I want to see how different you are than I am in terms of where this roster currently stands here in D.C. How many blue-chip players are on the Washington Commanders, Ryan?
Yeah, I think, honestly, Linnell, you know, I think you look at Terry, I think you look at Laramie Tunsil, and I think you look at Jaden Daniels as your bona fide blue-chippers on this roster. Now, if we looked at it a few years ago, we could probably say Von Miller, we could probably say Bobby Wagner, but that's not the case
right
now. So I think probably three bona fide blue chippers on this roster. What, and that's
where are you on Sam Cosmi right now? Are you is he fringe? Is he a fringe guy for you?
He's a fringe guy, and that's a great point, Linnell. It is. I do like Sam Cosmi, but I just think recently with the injuries, I want to see him work back to what he was, you know, pre-injury. So
totally
I would say he's a fringe guy.
Totally agree. And I think, you know, me and Ant, we're talking and discussing this. Before we brought you on, I think you're spot on. Those are the three or four guys we listed. I put Cosmi as like a fringe guy. And I asked that question because the big question, did I send you the text? I'm putting out a survey, to conduct a survey of, you know, how close are the Commanders to being, you know, a legitimate perennial NFC postseason team? If you could share your answer to that question to our audience.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think bottom line, Linnell, I do think they're a draft or two away. And what I mean by that is not just, hey, you know, adding proverbial darts from the dartboard and hoping it works. I am such a believer in player development and coaching. And we live in a microwave society where everybody wants Josh Connerly to be Trent Williams right away. And that's not going to happen. You know, I do believe in development, whether it's good or it's bad. But you need a couple more drafts. And I think at the end of the day, though, Linnell, the point for me is as long as you have a healthy Jaden Daniels under center, you have a chance against anybody. And I think if you have a chance against anybody and you can win 50% of your ball games, well, then that puts you in a spot to be a potential perennial type of playoff contender. But when I think perennial, Linnell, I think top four or five team in the conference year after year after year, and the Commanders are just not there yet.
I totally agree with that assessment. Yeah, I think we're in a real delicate point in this rebuild, Ryan, is what I would say. I would say this 2026 offseason, just in terms of how the first 2 years have gone, maybe the most pivotal one of this rebuild. We were talking about this before we brought you on too, man, and I know it's going to probably sound like we're doing like revisionist history here, and look, I don't want to spend too much time previewing Commanders and Lions because it's just a game that I don't expect Washington to win. I don't know if they'll even be competitive coming up here on Sunday. But to me, the two biggest, most important things that need to happen this offseason, Ryan, finding a difference maker within the front four, right, whether that's via the draft or via free agency, and then improving the supporting cast around Jayden Daniels. Are you putting those two in any particular order? And then the importance level of both of those things to you.
I'm right there with you. And I wouldn't be shocked if they're sitting there with, let's just say, a top 12 pick in April. And, you know, there's always going to be folks upset with whatever happens. There's always, you know, Mona Lisa, mm-hmm. or not Mona Lisa, Mother Teresa had people that didn't like her at the end of the day. So whatever you do, is people going to not like it. But I think if you're able to grab a Jordan Tyson or a Cornell Tate, one of those guys to get on the outside, I can't look at this receivers room at a 31-year-old Terry McLaurin, 30-year-old Debo, and a 30-year-old Noah Brown with Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane and say, yep, the room's okay. I can't do that.
Yeah.
They need a difference maker. They need a legit X at the NFL level to be a wide receiver one. And you saw what Jaden could do, whether it was years past, the guy like Frank Darby at Arizona State, or you know, even a guy, of course, like Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers down there at LSU. So get him a guy on offense and then on defense. You know, even heading into 2025, when they had to add edge. They didn't. You know, they liked the big boys that they got in free agency, of course, mm-hmm. and they thought Javonte Jean-Baptiste was going to take a step. But, you know, look at a guy like Donovan Ezeraku, who I know we talked about in the mm-hmm. pre-draft process. He continues to flash for Dallas as really one of their headliners down there. And no, he's not Micah Parsons yet. Not many people are.
Right.
But they need bottom line more talent to win in isolation, and they flat out do not have that right now.
Yeah, I think you're singing all the right tunes, man. That's my big thing right now with this football team, and really what's at the core of their problems is, to me, it's just a lack of talent across the board. And it's to be expected here in year number two of a rebuild, so I get that. To me, what's most important, the development of the 2024 class and this 2025 class, and then hitting on some difference makers in 2026. We're going to talk about this when we let you go, Ryan, and unfortunately we do got to do that at some point. We would have you all show if you could stay, but when you look at evaluating their 2024 class, and you got to remind me here, Ryan, how many picks do they have in 2024? Is that nine?
Eight or nine?
Right.
Yep.
When is it a fair time? How long do we wait for those guys to develop before we are you know, responsibly able to levy down criticism?
So I'll say this, Linnell. For me, it's usually, I mean, every guy differs, right, as far as your role and what kind of that arc is as far as offense, defense, or special teams, and for some of those multi-phase contributors.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think there's situations where Adam Peters has already told us how he evaluates and how quickly he does and how short the leash is, because Dom Hampton played one game.
Yeah, it's gone.
And he's gone, right? So that's a pick that they liked with decent day three capital in the fifth round out of Washington. And they really didn't even give the kid a shot and said, hey, we got to get you out of the door. So when you look at 2024 and all those names, I'm still confident that guys like Johnny Newton, Mike Sanders, I don't think Mikey has forgotten how to play ball at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen flashes from Luke McCaffrey. Brandon Coleman, for me, was a hit last year. But when I look at Ben Sinnott specifically in the second round, it just flat out is not good enough. Now, I know a lot of folks out there will say, hey, he's blocking for him. He's sticking his face in the mud. I can grab a couple guys off the street and ask him to block for me as a wide tight end. They didn't draft him, Linnell, to do that. They drafted him to be the heir apparent as an F weapon behind Zach Ertz whenever he hangs him up. And the future at the position is simply just not there right now, even though John Bates is a great guy in his role as a wide tight end. So that's a huge question for me. And really, overall, looking at this class, obviously Jaden's a hit. Usually everyone just wants to focus on that, and that's fine. But overall, as you mentioned earlier, too, that the talent is just not good enough right now. And then when you can't execute either on game day, it just really looks like a crapshoot all the way around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So let's stick on the 2024 class for a little bit longer here, Ryan. Of the guys, we'll obviously put Jaden Daniels to the side. Of the other seven or eight picks that they made, and we'll exclude Dom Hamp because he's out of here now, who's got the best chance in your mind to be a significant impact contributor? And before you answer, I also want to, you know, throw this out there to fans. Everyone's not drafted to be a star, right? I think that's the goal. Whenever you're picking a guy, or maybe it's not. I actually can't even say that confidently because, you know, maybe they're looking at, you know, certain guys as developmental pieces, and we'll see what they are two or three years down the line. But, like, when you look at this class, the 2024 class in particular, outside of Jaden, who do you think's got the best chance, or do any of them have a chance to turn into a blue chipper?
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are probably going to disagree with me on this, Linnell. Mm-hmm. But I still think Mikey Sanders still is going to be a really good ball player. Okay. I really do. Now, I don't know. I mean, that's the same question coming out of Michigan. Is he going to be a nickel? Is he going to be a guy that floats in and out? Like, what is his true role going to be? And I think even these next few weeks, we're going to see a big test for him now with, of course, Marshawn Lattimore out for the rest of the season. I still think Mikey's a really good ball player. I really do. Now, he's taken a ton of risks as far as what I'm seeing on tape, as far as trusting his eyes and getting out of place in coverage. And just, I thought last year he just stuck in his fundamentals, and what he did best at Michigan was just stick to the scheme and stick to the zone and then trust his eyes to make plays. I don't think he's forgotten how to play football, but I think whatever's going on behind the scenes, what Joe Witt is asking these guys to do has just changed dramatically. So if there's one guy, I think it's Mike Sanders still, and I still want to see Jordan McGee get more snaps than Bobby Wagner in the middle of this defense, because I know he's not the A-gap, B-gap defender that Bobby is and fit in the run, but you got to have athletes at the second level, and he is their by far best athlete at that position. You got to let the kid fly around because, you know, you're 3-6. I'm right there with you as far as what you said about the Lions this week. You're in an evaluation period for Adam Peters, and you're finding out who's staying here, or who's just stealing paychecks, and who actually wants to show up and play ball for me. And right now, there's not a lot of guys that look like want to do that.
Think your evaluation was spot on. The Jordan McGee thing is fascinating to me because every time he plays, I mean, he flashes, man. I mean, just looks like he shot out of a cannon. He's got the sideline-to-sideline ability. I just continue to wonder, Ryan, what took so long? Yep. Why has he not been playing all along? In terms of this year's draft class, and I know we're in their rookie season, so I'm not going to, you know, be too critical of anything that I've seen. Why do you think Kane Medrano's not active?
Yeah, Kane is an interesting talking point, Linnell, and the fact where out of UCLA, I remember even just during the draft process where I was kind of trying to figure out what exactly he was, because there was a lot of attention at UCLA for Femi Oladejo that went to Tennessee, and his teammate and running mate at Carson Schlesinger that's been great for Cleveland at the same position. But when you looked at Kane, was he a hybrid safety? Was he in that Dom Hampton type of role? Like, what exactly what he's going to be for this defense? And now where you've been so bad, specifically at the second and third level of your defense, and this is a guy you drafted because he's a high-level athlete, and Adam Peters has always prioritized those guys, Is it simply because he doesn't know what he's doing defensively and he's more so a better athlete than a good football player right now and there's really no median in that skill set? Like, really, what's the situation here? Because at the end of the day, he's a sixth-round pick, and that's really a flyer on a guy. But when you have five picks, kind of the expectation, it goes up a little bit for a guy like this as far as to be a multi-phase contributor. So I think still he's a guy that really – I don't know exactly what he's going to be for this defense, but what I do know is that he's a physical football player that reads and reacts. And as far as what we've heard from Dan Quinn since he's been in town, is he wants dog-ass competitors that flies downhill and competes. And that's exactly what Kane Medrano does, and he should absolutely get more snaps, whether that's as linebacker or a hybrid safety or whatever they need. Put him at edge. Let the young kid play and at least see what you have.
I totally agree with you, my friend. I'll let you go on this. I know there's been plenty of discourse online surrounding Jayden Daniels and what he was able to accomplish in his sophomore season. My overall thoughts in terms of his second year, I still think he's got the tools and the traits, and he's shown the capability of being the long-term guy. I would still bet on that being the case. While I can also recognize that there was some gun shyness, is how I would put it, with him this year at certain times, just not letting the football go. Your thoughts on his year two performance and where he's going moving forward?
Yeah, I agree, and it's a great question, Linnell. And it's okay to say bad things about a superstar type of player, right? I know we haven't had it a ton, right? Yeah. But it's okay to hate a little bit on a young player as far as, hey, you got to work on some things because he's not perfect. And if he was perfect in year one, that's the best version of Jayden Daniels that we're ever going to have. That's a problem.
Yeah,
it is. He's got to consistently improve. But I'm right there with you. You know, and I think ultimately, Linnell, it comes down to him understanding that, one, the front five at times has not been great in pass pro this year. And then bottom line also, you know, he's looking for lanes to run, and there's no one that can separate on the perimeter. And that's a really tough feeling. And I honestly, Linnell, I felt bad at times for him. Because even against Seattle, he is getting beat up the entire football game, regardless of what happened that fourth quarter. He got beat up the entire football game, and really the entirety of the season, he got beat up under center. So I think overall the gun shyness, the mechanics a little bit were lazy in the lower half, targeting the backside of the field as a right-handed quarterback when it's closed off a little bit at times, where I want to see a little bit more of that. But you got to get some guys in the damn building that can separate. Because when we've seen him with guys on the outside that can just give him a little bit of room, he can put it in the bucket for you, whether it's a little screen, a little tunnel to the outside, or a 50-yard hole shot to Terry McLaurin against Cincinnati. So I just think there are moments where it was great. There's moments where they're bad, and it's okay to talk about this kid with things to improve, and that's kind of where I'm at with him.
Ryan, I appreciate you as always. Just a professional conversation. It'll be available wherever you get your podcast as well for those of you tuning in mid-conversation. Ryan, I appreciate you as always, man. And look, I'm glad you said what you said. It's okay to have small criticisms of the franchise quarterback. You don't have to name call. You're not going to be rude. Twitter has turned into a cesspool.
It is. It is. And I always appreciate you, man.
Yes, indeed. That's Ryan Fowler. Make sure you give him a follow at @RyanFowler_.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.